B-Pod Studios.
Andrew Emerald is on a hunger strike, and he's on the phone with us right now. Hi, Andrew.
Hi, Stan. Hi, Annie. How are you?
Very good. How are you? This should be the question. Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm doing fine. I went the first 10 days without water.
Now, I thought you'd die with no water after like 5 or 6 days.
Yeah, well, it was agony. It was the most brutal thing I've ever gone through. But when I began drinking water on the 17th, now I don't have as much energy, of course, as I would if I were eating. Mm-hmm. But now that I'm taking water, I have much, much more energy, and a lot of really positive things are happening.
As you're just, you're not taking in any food whatsoever?
That's right.
None.
And just water?
Just water. Water with sugar and salt added to it, but no food, no solids.
So does your body continue to function?
Yeah, it's at a much lower level of energy.
I mean, I'm talking about doing number two. If there's nothing in there and there's been nothing in there for weeks and weeks and weeks, I mean, I would sure taking water that you'd take a leak every now and again, but I'm talking about your intestinal system here.
Right. There's no defecation that's going on.
Oh, geez.
Yeah.
That's not good.
Does that kind of bother you, though?
Well, I mean, I've been fasting every Sunday since September, so my body is
used to this.
For this. And and also, over the last 3 years, I've lost probably 55 or 60 pounds.
Now,
did you have it to lose?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I was overweight.
What do you weigh now?
Right now, I'm not weighing myself on a daily basis, but I'm probably around 185 or so.
Oh, so you were fat before.
Yeah, I was 245.
All right.
I was much heavier than I should have been.
Andrew, tell everybody why you're on this hunger strike.
Well, I'm doing this because I see our nation in the most serious moral crisis that it's ever been in. I see a president who is completely beyond the law, operating as if he were a king. I see a total control of the media and the legal system. And I see just total moral chaos.
Now, some of the specifics I have is that you want the 1995 O.J. Simpson verdict thrown out.
Right.
You want Clinton to resign.
Yeah.
And you want Courtney Love to turn herself in for the murder of Kurt Cobain.
Right, or be arrested. And the fourth demand is that the aerial spraying, which has been going on since winter of 98, I'm demanding that stop as well.
I mean,
so there are four demands.
You realize?
Yeah, I wouldn't support you on that. I mean, we got bad mosquitoes.
Yeah,
down here.
We need aerial spraying down here, and they spray like a tar-based, oil-based insecticide. But if we didn't have it, the skies would be dark with mosquitoes.
Well, I think you're confusing issues here. There's two kinds of spraying. There's local spraying for local issues,
right?
And I do support that for the most part. But the aerial spraying that I'm talking about, it's commonly called the chemtrails. What's been happening, guys, is since winter of 98, in most major cities like Boston, Los Angeles, New York, Dallas.
Miami? Tampa?
I don't know too
Jacksonville,
much.
St. Pete?
I've heard some reports in Florida, but not as many as other city. But what's happening is we're being sprayed with things like ethylene dibromide and other biological components.
Now, that stops
that
cavities, doesn't
people
it?
Very sick.
Yeah, that's
that stops cavities in its tracks.
Right.
Well, you know, what was happening is people have been, for instance, this winter, people came down with very serious respiratory infections and in some instances died, and they thought that they had the flu, but what was happening is they were getting sick because of the chemtrails.
Let me first of all, O.J. Simpson's not going to admit to nothing. Clinton's going to run out his term, and Courtney Love is having a very, fair to Midland prosperous career since her husband has died.
Closer to Midland.
Closer to Midland. You're going to starve yourself to death before you get any of these demands met. They're not going to even feel sorry for you. They're going to say, what a fool, what a pity, what a rube.
Right. And see, it is an impossible thing that I'm attempting. And
so
I'm
then
the
just eat something. Let me go and put a call in and to like Waiter on Wheels or something and bring you a roast beef dinner or something.
No, well, see, the thing is, what I'm doing is I'm a spiritual person. I'm a Christian. And I'm attempting something that only God can do.
Well, you're not God.
God.
You're not God, though.
Right. I'm not God. But God does work through people. So what I'm doing is I have been led by Jesus Christ to do
this.
Well,
God told you to take on water when you didn't for 8 days.
No. God wants me to take a stand for the truth and for justice in
America.
Have
you talked to him?
What's that?
Have you talked to him? You know what? I believe in God and I believe in the higher being and all that, but I don't know that I have a specific conversation with him that tells me to go on a hunger strike.
Well, I don't think you've ever had a conversation with anybody, and I don't care who it was, if they suggested you go on a hunger strike, you tell them to go and sit and spin.
I said, what, are you nuts?
Well, see, again, I'm coming from a spiritual perspective, and I'm sure you've heard about Mahatma Gandhi.
Yeah, but you're a spiritual perspective, but you have a physical, real body that's you don't even have a bowel movement anymore.
Right, but see, the whole point is that sometimes God leads us to do things that are pretty, what people might think are pretty extreme. But
your body's your temple. You should protect it.
Right, it is our temple. But again, someone like Gandhi did a fast unto
Sam,
death.
Let's just be grateful that God told him to not eat and stay in his house instead of to go down and buy a bunch of deer rifles.
Yeah, that's true. That, you know what? Thank God for that. You know,
he didn't say anything like that to
he
you,
didn't
did
say
he?
Go buy a bunch of deer rifles with a scope on it. So thank goodness for that, right?
No, I'm not interested in guns, and I'm not,
good.
You know, that doesn't interest me.
But some people would say they could lump you into that because you've seen these mass murderers that, go from a church tower and start knocking people off saying that God told them to do this.
Well, I mean, you know, God speaks to all Christians, you know, and that's something.
Does
that
he not speak to the Jews? Because God, Jews believe in God. Their savior hasn't come yet, but they believe in God, so I would think that God would speak to Christians, Buddhists, Jews, you know, the whole nine yards.
Sure. God speaks to all people who seek his face.
Would you suggest that Stan go and rent that John Denver movie?
What's that?
That John Denver movie, Oh God.
With George Burns?
I don't know. This is kind of a silly conversation. If you're seriously interested
I'm trying to figure out why you're starving yourself to death waiting for Clinton to resign.
Well, as I said, I see America in the most serious moral crisis in its history.
But you're not going to solve it.
Let's do you have a TV?
I have a TV, but I don't really watch TV.
So you didn't watch it today?
No.
The whole John and Patsy Ramsey thing, I'd be interested to get your take on that. Why don't you add that to like your list?
That would be a good one to throw on the list. You got a little 5-year-old that was murdered and we don't know who did it.
Sure, and that's part of the problem.
So I mean, could you add that to the list?
Well, right now, I mean, I've spoken out on 4 things, and I'm going to keep those 4 things as, you know, my central demands. I don't want to continue to add.
So you think the Courtney Love, Kurt Cobain thing is a bigger thing to keep on your list than, say, the Patsy Ramsey and John Ramsey deal?
Essentially, I think the reason the Cobain case is so important is because Kurt Cobain was beloved by people, not just young people, but people of all ages around the world. And what happens...
Why do you think he was beloved? Because he was a very morose and obviously suicidal individual.
Who tried killing himself on numerous occasions.
So why do you think he struck such a chord with the youth of America when he's writing songs like I Hate Myself and Want to Die,
right,
and then everybody's surprised?
Well, you know, Kurt Cobain didn't commit himself. Kurt Cobain was murdered. And there's no...
So that overdose of pills, like 6 months before he died,
right,
that was like
was that
he was poisoned?
Europe?
Well,
he...
see, the problem is that people have taken lyrics from Kurt Cobain's songs and his jokes and attitudes, and they've said that, well, because Kurt Cobain was an unhappy person at times and expressed negative things, and he must have been suicidal. But, you know, if you read heavy metal rock lyrics and listen to a lot of rock musicians today, their lyrics are extremely disturbing. And, you know, you can't make blanket judgments about someone's life or death on the music that they write. And again, if people are going to seriously discuss the Cobain case, they have to discuss the evidence, and the evidence overwhelmingly indicates murder, as does Courtney Love's behavior.
And Oswald did not act alone.
There's no question in my mind that Oswald was a patsy, just as he said.
Andrew, I want you to go get a meal, please. We got to wrap this thing up, but please go have yourself a steak dinner, a rotisserie chicken, or something, and come on, eat. God doesn't want you to starve.
When will this end?
This will end when the demands are met, like I said.
You're going to die!
No, again, I'm coming from...
That's because you're listening to that Nirvana.
No, like I say, I'm coming from a spiritual perspective, and I have faith in God. and that's why.
But God gives you the brain to say eat.
Well, like I say, I mean, we differ on how we see God.
All right, Andrew, stay well, please.
All right, take care.
Bye bye. What a nut. All right.
It's beyond me why you're fascinated with these people.
Maybe nuts.
Maybe it's just something in you that really wanted to be some sort of therapist, and you're taking it out on the audience.
I think you're right.
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Stan and Haney, Stan and Haney, Stan and Haney, all afternoon. The best in local radio that there's ever been. The show is so damn good, it makes the Pope want to sin. They'll fill out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws ties and a bit of a crowd. Stan and Haney. Hot paradise. Listen to us once, then you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon.
Perfect family scene when Mom, Dad, and Junior all want to hear the same radio program.
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney.
Oh, God.
A Monday edition. Oh, I got to tell you this.
It should be against the law for them to show infomercials during the day.
Yeah, I know.
We get carried away.
Yeah, that one you want. It's a leg rocker.
Well, you said it first.
Because it's so ridiculous.
It's this device so that when you're sitting down, you don't have to move, but you can rock your legs back and forth.
So you don't get a blood clot.
Yep.
I got to tell you this. I got it before I forget.
Was there any follow-up on that guy, by the way?
I went and searched for that hunger strike guy. It was so ridiculous.
Well, it's amazing. It turns out he was right, but we couldn't have known that
wrong
back
administration.
Then. Yep.
I want to pass along to you a hello, and I hope you're doing well.
Thank you.
I ran into a David M.
No. And what are the odds of that?
I ran into a David M. That's how he'll be known as.
Well, I believe the M stands for morality.
And he just asked to see how you were doing and to send along his best.
Was it sincere?
Yeah, I think it was.
You know what? I appreciate that, and right back at him. Because I never forget when someone does something nice for my family, and he did a nice thing for my dad once.
Yep, he did. And he did also a nice thing for you at Christmas time.
Well, he didn't want to.
No,
but he did. I really thank you for that more than him.
Well, I reminded him. I reminded you.
And you know damn well I would have let that go.
No way, man. And I want to say that he reluctantly helped
me
financially.
Not reluctantly, no. Angrily.
Angrily, viciously. But he just said to say hi. So I pass it along. And that's that.
Did the entire golf world stop talking this weekend when Tiger quit?
No. Well, they still have to carry on with the broadcast. But Tiger, I think, what was it, on Saturday, shot a 79.
And that's when I'm not a golf fan, but it's like I feel the need to get involved and go, you know, this guy nearly died.
Yeah. Yeah, and the thing is, you know as well as I do that when you suffer an injury, let's look at our age. He's in his late mid to late 40s, Tiger. So he's starting to feel it, and he's...
Well, starting to feel, but an accident that nearly...
Well, this is what I'm talking
about. They were
going
to amputate his leg.
This is what I'm talking about.
If it was you or I, they would have taken the leg.
Of course they would have, because we couldn't afford the...
Stuff. Well, the insurance says that's the best course of action.
Let me tell you this. This is why. When it is warm outside and the temperature is nice, great. But when the weather starts to change and things get cold, you start feeling old injuries. So they're playing the PGA Championship, and I think the first 2 days of the tournament, it was warm. It was in the 80s.
Where was this taking place?
This was, where is this? Pennsylvania? No, was it Pennsylvania? Hold on, I got to think. It'll come back to me. At any rate.
Although Pennsylvania was very good to us.
What state was that in? Where was the U.S. Open? See, there was...
We love Pennsylvania. If it weren't for the fake news, we would have done very well there.
I don't think it was. Why do I have to wait on this? These were hard cues.
Southern Hills Championship Course?
Yeah. Southern Hills.
Yeah.
In the state of...
You know where Southern Hills is. Everybody knows this, Junior.
Everybody knows this, man.
In the state of...
Well, you know, there's a lot of states out there.
At any rate.
A lot of golf courses out there.
Yeah, sure is. At any rate.
Are you going to continue to work on that?
Oklahoma.
Yes!
So it was warm the first 2 days.
And on Saturday, it was windy and 59 degrees. And he started aching a little bit. And he realized that he was hurting more than he should have. And the weather did not help him and the injuries that he's recovering from. And said, that's it.
Well, you know, I didn't realize that because I was still a fairly young man when I did hockey, wasn't I?
You were, you were in your 30s.
And it had never happened to me before. until I started doing hockey. And I started to notice end of the second period, definitely in the last part of the game.
Well, you can't stay warm and loose.
And it freaked me out the first time it happened because, you know, the weather's fine outside, but I'm on an ice rink. And every injury came right back. And it's like things I had forgotten about and couldn't even remember how they happened came back.
And now throw wind into that, throw physical having to bend down and read putts.
And he
finished the round. I commend him for that. But, yeah, it was too much.
So was it the weather or was it the multiple days of exertion?
Well, he did the Masters and was able to get through that and play fairly decently. He made the cut for the weekend this time around again. And then that next
day. He's got to just be of the opinion of, you know what, I'm not getting any younger, no time to waste, just do it.
Yeah.
It's never going to feel better than this.
And for him, it probably will never feel better. If you can learn to play with the pain, play with the pain.
But John Daly's still my hero.
You darn right he is. That son of a bitch.
Because you know, they don't want him there. They view him as a clown. But America loves him.
America loves him. The fans love him. I saw him a couple of times because he plays the senior tour now.
And he shows up looking like a professional wrestler.
And he come to Naples to do the shark shootout, whatever they call it now. But he comes down to do that and... the fans love him. The fans love him, and that's a big thing. That's why
he doesn't compromise.
No, he lives the way he wants to live.
If you leave him alone, he'll give you a couple of good rounds.
A couple of good rounds. He almost made the cut. That's saying something for him. We got to take a break. We'll have the grab bag today. Also, open phones. Another edition of Stan's Match Game. Mother will be coming in later on today.
We got plenty of stuff. We haven't even found out how your weekend was.
Oh, don't ask. and then later on today, the Wayback Machine. We're Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
We wrote the book on funny. But unfortunately, it's long out of print. Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Oh, what's going on? Why aren't you at your station? Why are you here?
Probably,
What?
To surprise you.
Okay.
Do you like surprises?
No, I don't like surprises, especially when I'm working.
What's the surprise, Junior?
No, prize sheet. Not surprise.
I do have a little bit of a surprise. I don't know if you saw it on social media, but you know what I got on Friday night?
What?
I got the Old Bay Goldfish crackers.
I think I've blocked you on.
Did you?
Did
you order them or have you gotten them?
Oh no, I got them. I got them at the Lehigh Club Pub.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what's your verdict?
And 8 out of 10. They're all right.
Now, would you use them in a dish as an ingredient?
I was thinking about that. I was thinking about like crushing them up
and making
and then,
like a
breading
casserole.
Like fish,
yeah,
breading fish with it and frying it,
and then adding some more Old Bay.
Yes, that might be amazing.
Go sit down. Go into your room.
Hi.
Go to your room. I don't like that him in here.
you know what? You should, instead of just go to your room, go clean your room.
Yeah. That'd be a first. Grab
Go
bag.
Go clean your room.
Brought to you by...
Nothing makes kids angrier than that.
The Pewter Mug North. US 41 North Naples.
You know, it was always an issue with me. Because my parents would look at my room and they'd think it was dirty. It wasn't. It was not tidy. But I like to have my one-man game of Risk on pause so that I can come back to it. And they looked at that as you didn't put the game away. And I know there's a reason for that. I'm going to... Nah, never mind. You don't get it.
Your room was a mess.
It was. Always has been.
Oh, we got a new sponsor for the grab bag.
This part of the show is brought to you by Monkeypox. Holy crap. Here we go again.
Do you know that there was actually thought given to shutting down the country for a week?
Well, and as you're reading about it and you're thinking, okay, this is spread to Europe, New York, Canada, didn't take but a day for it to show up in Fort
Florida.
Lauderdale.
Yep, it's in Florida. And we're one of the states.
You know, of course, it's a conspiracy theory, just like the conspiracy theory that Bill Gates and his people ran a COVID simulation 6 months before it broke loose. They ran a monkeypox simulation in 2021 to see what would happen.
When are we supposed to catch it then?
Well, all I can tell you is that they did the simulation about a year ago.
Yeah.
And what they found is that monkeypox on its own won't do the job. So you have to go into a laboratory, and if you, with the CRISPR, you change a couple of genes, it'll become a lot more contagious and more effective for biowarfare.
There we go.
Because that's what the simulation was. What would happen if someone with bad intentions were to try to spread this?
Yep.
Well, and the answer is it would work.
Just watch yourself.
It's funny how all these simulations... Same thing happened during 9/11. They had an ongoing...
All right!
They had planes... all our planes were over the Atlantic to defend against this phantom terrorist threat while the real thing was going. It's just odd. What are the odds, though?
Let's see what else is going on.
Nobody would do that intentionally.
This is not headline news. A Mercedes set a record by selling for more than $142 million.
Whoa.
And yes, the dealer still tried to upsell undercoating protection. Kim Kardashian showed off her butt in a thong at the beach.
Oh.
Then she sat down and created a brand new lagoon. Pete Davidson said goodbye to SNL. He plans to move on to be awkward and painfully unfunny in other TV projects. A number of monkeypox cases are on the rise. Symptoms of monkeypox include bumpy rash, fever, and a sudden urge to hurl your feces. This is not headline news.
Thank you.
Yeah, Pete Davidson actually said the funniest thing that I've ever heard him say.
What's that?
Matter of fact, maybe the only thing. When he announced he was leaving Saturday Night Live, he goes, but I do have a new... project in the works, a show about my life. We'll have more information on that coming up, but what I can tell you now, it'll be an exclusive streaming on Peacock. That's right. The network famous for reruns of The Office. Don't mess with the cock. We'll see you on the cock.
You're looking older, according to a plastic surgeon.
No.
Not you.
I look 10 years younger.
You took 10, 11 years out. You're looking like a man in his mid-60s now.
But I'm not.
No. Well, last week you looked like a man in his 80s. That was living under a cardboard box.
How old did I look last week, Junior?
You looked ageless because you looked like a wizard, man. Those guys live forever.
See, he likes it when I got the long beard.
Yeah.
I loved it, man.
Yeah.
Now you just look like a old man baby.
See? An old man baby?
An old man baby, yeah.
Well, you can't be both, son.
Apparently, you're pulling it off.
Here's a plastic surgeon talking about the bad habits you have that make you age faster.
Sitting for more than 8 hours a day. A sedentary lifestyle not only puts you at higher risk for chronic diseases and a shorter lifespan, but the decreased blood flow to your skin can cause more skin issues.
Eating processed meats like bacon, sausage, or hot dogs. These products contain a lot of sodium, which is really dehydrating for the skin. Saturated fats and sulfites can all lead to inflammation, which will weaken the body's collagen and cause wrinkles.
Boy, what a killjoy.
And she's not a good communicator. She doesn't speak well. You really have to make an effort to try to understand
what monotone.
She's mealy mouth.
it happens in the Amish community, a DUI.
Happens more than you would think, really.
An Amish man.
You know why I say that? Because I've heard of more than one.
An Amish man from outside of Cleveland was charged with OVI after allegedly passing out while driving a horse-drawn buggy and letting it cruise on the wrong side of the road.
Oh, some of those buggies are sweet, man.
Here's the officer in the drunk, well, passed out Amish man.
Got a drunk Amish guy passed out in a buggy. Whoa! Hey! Hey! Wake up! There's a Bud Light can sitting in there and he's passed clean out.
That's what he did to me.
He'll go home. The horse knows how to get home. He's passed clean out. He's slumped over. I'm going to see if I can get in front of him and slow down.
We might have it stopped. Nope. Disregard. He just rammed it into my car.
It happens.
Why should they even bother him?
Because
the horse knows the way home.
Because he was going down the wrong side of the road.
What kind of horse is that? Doesn't the horse know what side to be on?
The horse sees the road.
Oh.
It's heading home, but the horse just sees a road. It doesn't know, you know, the solid yellow line, the dashing passing lines, and they had to do something about it.
So
you hit a horse, and I'm telling you, you got a mess on your hands.
So the officer caused the collision by getting in front of the horse.
Yeah, tried to slow the thing down, and they ran into the buggy because the buggy was kept going, and the horse, all it's thinking is, I want to go home.
It's doing the right thing.
It's doing the right thing, except on the wrong side of the road.
So it knows certain things.
Yes.
Kind of like in the past, we've discussed the fact that bears are natural wrestlers.
Right.
There are certain things they know. Yeah.
Yes.
But they're not going to know an advanced move.
You know, they're not like a figure four.
Or a suplex.
Yeah. Or a snapmare. Dateline Polk County. You got to see the video to believe it. But of course, our favorite Sheriff Grady Judd.
Mm-hmm.
Tried to give you the best description he could. A female woman. Oh, I'm sorry, a Florida woman.
well, it still
I don't
works.
Think I was wrong saying that.
No, you might have to from now
a
on.
A Florida woman was arrested after calling 911 on a McDonald's over the wrong order. She flipped out, was knocking over items in the restaurant. She wanted to point out that she was 5 months pregnant, although you couldn't tell. And then she decided to go to and twerk out of the store. Well, let Grady Judd tell you what happened there in Polk County.
They have it ready, but because it was a special order, they confused some things. And they asked her, pull up to window 3. We'll fix it for you really quick. Well, she got McMad.
I'm at McDonald's. I'm 5 months pregnant. I want my money. They're trying to cheat me out my money.
I don't know what was wrong with her that night. I don't know if she was like 2 fries short of a Happy Meal, but she created a McMess. She pulls her shirt up. There you go. There's a little twerk on the way out the door.
Just the nonsense that police have to
put
up
with. Yeah,
I
know. I don't get it. Oh, by the way, while we're still on the topic of food, did you on Friday or over the weekend go to Costco and get a $1.50 hot dog?
No, I did not.
Jeez.
No.
No. Why would he do that when he had obtained Goldfish Old Bay crackers?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I was busy.
The singer from Five Finger Death Punch, Ivan Moody.
You know, he is so good with kids.
Isn't he, though? We saw it firsthand. He ended up in the ER because he got shot directly in the eye.
What?
With one of the band's lasers.
Oh.
During the show. He says he might be wearing an eye patch for a while.
And over here, I have a nurse holding a patch on my eye. For anybody that saw the show, I looked directly into one of our high-powered lasers that has the wattage of a small supernova. So yeah, they're going to check my eye really quick.
How'd you pass out?
I don't know.
That's it just happened.
I don't know. I went to grab my drummer's kit. My eye started going black, and I figured it was a laser.
Were you guys done, or was it like
mid-show? No, it was right in the middle of the show.
Yeah, you don't do that.
No.
In this world of censorship, social media censorship, there is one positive that came out of it, a true positive. It appears that Madonna got banned from Instagram.
Oh, thank God.
Madonna is banned, thank God, from Instagram. Let me give you the details here. And then we'll play a little clip of her realizing
that that really is for the best for all humanity.
Madonna tried to go live on Instagram, only to find out she's been, at least for the moment, temporarily banned from going on because, quote, posts from your account have recently been removed for going against our community guidelines. Good! Here's a cleaned up version of the video where she was realizing, what, I'm banned from Instagram?
We're going live.
What does it say?
We're blocked from live. What's happening? I've never worn so many clothes in my life.
Wait, this is the best part. We want Instagram to continue to be an authentic and safe place for inspiration and expression.
Who's this guy?
I'm speechless.
You sure are.
That's her gimp.
Yeah.
You know, you go back a couple of decades, and if people could hear us saying things like, oh, Madonna got banned from posting those pictures, thank God.
Yeah.
What, are you kidding? Madonna's smoking hook. Same thing. Finally, Britney stopped posting nudes.
Yeah, finally.
What are you talking about, man? She's hot.
Yeah. You called it on that one when she was on the cover of Rolling Stone, and we've said it a few times. You held that magazine up in the studio, and you said, see this, Stan? See this picture of her with the python or the boa constrictor?
Yep.
And you said, right here, Stan, that is as good as it's going to get for her.
And it's all downhill.
Yep. We called it. I mean, Madonna, think back in the day. They were, Bob Guccione paid millions to get nude pictures of Madonna. I don't know of anybody that wants to see her nude right now, except maybe Junior.
Yeah, I mean, I'll take a peek.
I mean, Madonna right now is basically like, she's actually older than when they'd slip in a picture of Aunt Peg.
I think
Aunt Peg at that time was like 47. We were like, oh, God, why are they putting pictures of this old woman in here? Madonna's like in her 60s now.
Yep.
And which is fine. But she is the one that insists on imposing her sexuality on us.
So the winner of the Kentucky Derby did not race in the Preakness. The winner of the Preakness is not going to race in the Belmont. We will have three different winners. Epicenter, however, has finished second in all. That's the horse that's supposed to win. And then these other horses. Well, here's what happened on Saturday.
They're off in the Preakness. Early voting, as expected, has early speed in Armagnac 2. It's these two out to the front. And they're into the stretch. It is early voting reaching for the wire. Epicenter closing on the inside. Early voting, Epicenter. Early voting comes inside and wins it. He wins the Preakness by a length and a half. Epicenter was second. And then Kim's Creative Minister in third. Simplification was fourth. Early voting was weaving in and out there toward the finish, but he wins the Preakness in 154 and 2/5 seconds.
The world is going to forget about Epicenter. the horsing world won't, but the world will. That is a very good horse who ran two solid races and was beaten by a horse that probably should not have been the winner. Epicenter has been consistent with a good ride in the first two legs of the Triple Crown, finishing second, and the world will forget this horse.
You think if that horse maybe had somebody else on board that we could be looking at a Triple Crown winner?
Don't know. I think that that horse had all the tools.
But then why didn't it close the deal?
Don't know. Jockeys vary what they tend to do,
but,
how
see,
they
that's
tend
different.
To do it.
That's different, though, because you seem to be very impressed with that horse. You're not saying, oh, looks the part. You're saying should be.
Some horses have that extra gear.
Like a Lava Man, just the will to win.
Lava Man. And what happened to him? His heart burst.
No, he didn't. He had a
heart problem.
Lava Man was up until a few years ago still a lead pony.
And he died.
I didn't know.
Lava Man's dead.
No.
Yes. And that's from 15. I don't know when but you're talking about Lava Man. That horse was winning 15 years ago.
I love that horse. Because he just...
We're talking about now.
But I've never seen such guts. Such a will to win.
You personally like that horse.
Yep.
When we come back, we're going to open up the phones. Find out how your weekend was. We've got some prizes. Not everybody's going to win a prize, but we'd like to hear from you. Find out if you got a comment or a thought or an emotion, a feeling. Get something off your chest. We love talking one-on-one with you. And some of you will pick up a prize. We'll go over those prizes when we come back and take your phone calls. 277-9600. That's 277-9600.
Are you sure about
Lava
Man?
Man's dead.
It says Lava Man underwent surgery in July of 2018.
Yeah, I think it's dead. We'll be back. It's the horses. 96K Rock.
Viciously fracking Southwest Florida airwaves for decades. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Stan and Haney here. Monday afternoon. Phone lines open. 277-9600. We'll go over the prizes in just a second. 30 minutes away, we're going to play Stan's match game. Mother will be joining us in studio. But before we do any of this, if you remember, this was a couple of months back. We saw down in Miami where Dwayne Haskins, the Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback, mysteriously hit by a vehicle.
Dump truck.
While on the interstate, and there were a lot. Yeah, that's right, 595. A lot of questions. You say that the Miami Herald is releasing what actually happened.
Well, what they've released the toxicology reports, and they pieced together reports of what was going on that night.
Right. So what's the Herald saying was happened?
Well, in a nutshell, Dwayne Haskins had a rough night, and it cost him his life. They say that he had trained with his teammates.
Right. And that we knew.
And when he was done with that, his plans were, and evidently followed through on, that he was going to go out to dinner with a friend or a cousin. And at some point, he began ingesting alcohol. And then it reached a point where whoever he was with there that he'd gone out with initially,
yeah,
they got into a fight and separated. And we don't really know from that point how he ended up on 595.
Well,
but
that's
he did.
What I was wondering.
But the toxicology reports, they did two separate blood tests that showed him, remember, your legal blood alcohol limit is 0.08.
Yeah.
He hit a 0.24 and a 0.20. And they also tested for drugs in his system, and they only found one, ketamine.
That's the date rape drug.
And the only other detail is that when they went to find his car, which the one that was supposedly out of gas, they found a female. They do not know the relationship between the two, but remember, he was on his phone at one point with his wife, so it was
unfortunate.
It was a rough night, and God knows, everybody has one of those, and this one cost him.
Thank you, Haney. 277-9600. We've got a pewter mug. We got Mighty Muscle tickets. We got Stan and Haney hats. We still have some tickets to the Broadway Palm to see Rock of Ages, that production. If you love 80s music, you'll love Rock of Ages. Let's see what else we got. We still got Bill Burr. We got Daughtry. We got WWE. Llama House. You want to go see Buck Cherry at the ranch? Got tickets for that. We got Biggie's Place.
Oh, and also, another detail that I should point out is, I don't know if it was witnesses or cameras, but they say that it appears the reason that it happened is that he had been attempting to wave down, get cars
to
stop.
Yeah, I had heard that.
From the side. And then maybe thinking going out into the interstate that somebody would stop, but they didn't see him.
Kind of point two. That's, what do you got for us, Haney? 277-9600?
You don't have all of the senses that God gave you when you're
so true.
Intoxicated like that.
Ahoy, who's this?
Andy, how are you guys
hey,
today?
Hey, Andy, welcome to the Stan and Haney Show.
I just wanted to call in and say how much I enjoy your guys' show. I just moved down here in December.
Well, from where?
You know, Wichita, Kansas.
Okay. Well, welcome aboard and thank you.
Yeah, and even, you know, like the morning, Dave and Chuck are good. I flew in late last night and got to listen to Full Metal Jackie for the first time. She was excellent.
That's right. That's still on.
She's a handful.
She's a handful to deal with, though. Well, we appreciate that, and thank you so much. Can I give you something to welcome you to town?
Sure. What do you got?
What do you want to eat or go do something?
Eat.
Let's see. I'm going to give you $50 to the pewter mug.
Sounds good.
All right, buddy, hold on. Welcome aboard. 277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Ralph.
Ralph?
Yes, sir, Ralph.
Yes, Ralph. What's up?
I wanted to talk to Stan and Amy about how crazy 96.1 is. I like how it's crazy how when I get my girlfriend in the car and I have the radio going, and you guys will be talking about pegging or sex or news or, you know, it's crazy the way she looks at me because I'm listening. She's like, is this what you listen to all day?
Sorry, I'm sorry about that. Yeah. Sorry about that. We didn't, you know.
No, it's every time she gets in the car, it's you guys talking about something crazy, and it's hard to explain that this is not how they usually are. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, we usually,
she's crazy.
Yeah. We usually play the straight and narrow. 277-9600.
Yeah, this isn't normally how we are.
Yeah, this, no. Yeah, you know, we're not like this.
No. No, not normally.
No.
You just happen to special time.
Yeah, a bad day. ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, Stan and Haney. It's JD.
Hey, JD.
How are we doing today?
Good, pal.
I heard you guys talking about the monkeypox earlier and stuff, and what gets me about that is the WHO treaty.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And that to me with this is just, I try not to think about it as much as I can.
The guy running the WHO is the biggest con man I've ever seen.
Oh, and then the Klaus Schwab running the World Economic Forum.
Oh, yeah.
He just looks like something straight out of the 1960s.
crazy. Did you hear what the head of Pfizer presented to the World Economic Forum?
I did not.
You know, we're all sitting here with our tinfoil hats. We're all nuts with our conspiracy theories. And the head of Pfizer says to the most influential group on the planet, you know, we've come up with something, and I can tell you about it this weekend. And I think you're all going to be thrilled because it's all about compliance. We've designed pills so that we can monitor if and when they're taken. And
That's sick.
So that we will know when you take your medicine and when you don't.
Oh, man. And then everybody's little sweetheart baby with the Twitter thing, Elon Musk. And I don't trust that guy. With what you're saying with that, he's got his whole Neuralink, if you've heard of that.
Well,
it's one of the three companies he's a CEO of.
Yes, but that's so we can beat the machines.
Yes. Can I get you something?
No, you guys have a wonderful time. I appreciate
it.
You guys do have a wonderful time.
Appreciate it, bro.
Look further into Elon Musk and Neuralink and read about why he started that company, and you might change your mind.
277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Kyle.
Hey, Kyle.
How you doing?
Good. What's up?
Just want to tell you, I really appreciate you guys. You bring that flavor of longtime Floridians and help new people adapt and really bring give me a kick, man. The side angle of all the fun Floridian ways and all your songs and all the things you do, man. I really appreciate that.
And we appreciate you. Thank you. 277-9600.
But we're not normally like that.
No, caught us on a bad day.
Just crazy,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah, it is crazy. My girlfriend, you listen to this all day? Well, they're not always like that. Bad day.
Yeah, now she knows. Now she knows his superpower.
Yeah,
because we give him the information to succeed.
Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, this is Steve.
Hey, Steve.
Hey, Stan and Haney, man, I wanted to call you guys. I used to drive around. I was an insurance adjuster. Listened to you guys every day and loved it. Then I got out of that business and kind of got into an office where I couldn't listen to you.
Oh, man.
So I'm back on the road now. Been
all
listening
right.
to you every day. And you guys are as good as ever. I appreciate you being there for
Thank
us.
Thank you. And we're glad you're back listening like you should be.
You got it, man.
Right on, brother. 277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Ralph. I'm sorry, I got disconnected.
Did Ralph get disconnected? Ralph, what were you talking about?
How crazy you guys are.
Yeah, I did. I think I moved on. Thank you, Ralph. That's one of the girlfriend. Can't believe how crazy 96.1 is.
We're not normally like that.
Yeah.
Bad day.
Yeah. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, it's Todd.
Hey, Todd.
Hey, is this Stan and Conspiracy Theory Haney and Junior Suck?
What did he say?
He said, is this Stan and Conspiracy Theory Haney?
Yes. 277-96.
Don't get mad at me because I understand the lingo.
Yeah, and it's people like you that they got you right where they want you. 277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, it's Mike.
Hey, Mike, what's going on?
Just wanted to say, hey, I started listening to you guys right after high school. Man, y'all are some kick-ass people.
Thank you, brother. Thank you. Let's move on. We got a couple more minutes here. 277. 277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
Hi, it's Nancy.
Hi, Nancy.
Guess what? I'm not Elizabeth Taylor, but I have a lot of exes. Like six of them.
Hold it. Nancy, you have six ex-husbands?
Well, four ex-husbands. Two ex-long-term boyfriends.
I want to know.
Were one of them a construction worker?
Oh, they are a handyman.
I want to Nancy.
Anything,
Nancy.
Except our marriage.
Nancy. Nancy. Nancy, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, Nancy. You have four ex-husbands, six, two others, which were long-term. How old were you when you married your first husband?
I was 26.
And you were 26 years old. How long did that marriage last?
Less than a year.
Less than a year.
Yeah, okay. That was a sad story, so I don't want to tell
you
that.
Okay, you don't have to. And then after that, you waited till you, what? How old were you for your second marriage?
3 years.
And was that a sad story, too?
No, that one was just, he was a dumbass.
Okay, dumbass. and that lasted 3 years?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, after 3 years.
Marriage number three, you were how old?
I was at 34.
Okay.
And one lasted 7 years.
7 years.
Okay, that's a good one so far.
But he got the seven-year itch.
Exactly.
And then number four came along when?
Oh, I just got married to him 2 years ago.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And we're happily married.
That is good to hear. There's always a right one for somebody.
Well, the gifts keep getting cheaper and cheaper, so I figure I can't get married anymore.
Yeah. It starts to get to be old routine with you.
Let me ask you about the dumbass.
The first one?
No, that was the one you identified.
Yeah, that's the one I had a child with. I only have one son.
So, did you know he was a dumbass when you married him?
Well, he was goofy, but I didn't realize bad.
So you didn't realize he was a defective until later.
Right. Well, I got pregnant with him.
Right. Now, Nancy, last thing I want to ask
you. And that bought him a couple of years.
They hoped it would repair things. Let me ask you. Did you at any time cheat on any of your husbands?
No, not on the husband.
But the
boyfriend.
Yes. Oh, absolutely.
But you got to be honest with us, Nancy. A woman never moves on until she's got somewhere to go, if you know what I mean.
Oh, well. Cheating. Do you consider talking on the phone, flirting, maybe possibly going out for dinner?
An insurance policy.
You know what I'll do for you, Nancy? And you sound like a wonderful woman. I'm going to give you a prize. Tell me what you want. And then I'm going to put you on hold, and I'm going to send you over to Junior. He's a young man, and he's available.
I've seen his picture.
She's a married woman. But dinner?
Come on, nothing wrong with dinner. You know, flirting on the phone. What can I get you, Nancy?
Well, my son really wants to go to the Bill Burr.
Yeah, done. Hold on.
That's a good mom.
That is a good mom. We're going to take a break.
That'll make it up.
Yep. See, that was... Got to go through some of the phone calls till you get to a gem there like Nancy.
Well, that's just crazy. I mean, you guys, why are you doing this to me?
Yeah.
Every time my girlfriend gets in the car, you're talking crazy.
Bad day. When we come back...
We're not normally like this.
Nope. Mother will join us as we get our celebrities together. And we have another edition of Stan's Match Game. We'll get as many winners as we can. You match one of our three celebrities to your Match Game question, you're going to win a prize.
One of my favorites.
If you don't match, we find somebody else.
Because we're supposed to be having fun.
It's all about fun. Jeez, will you turn that down a little?
Just a second.
Jeez. Can't even hear myself talk. Standing
here. Makes you sound better.
96K, yeah. A lot of things do.
Excitingly new. Dramatically different.
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Monday edition. You're about a half hour away from your first look at traffic, news, headlines with Mark Haney, 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails. But we're going to give you a chance to win right now. This is fun. We like playing Stan's match game. I have got questions taken from the original match game program. We have our celebrities here in the studio.
Celebrities in profusion.
Yes. Our own Richard Dawson, Mark Haney over there.
Hello, everybody.
Junior behind the glass.
What up, big dog?
And Mova has come in to play the game.
Hello, how are you? How are things?
You know what he just told me?
What?
Meeting's canceled.
Is it?
No, I was just kidding.
Oh, it's not.
That was a cruel thing to say, wasn't it?
It was very cruel. It was cruel for Mother to say that to you, and it was cruel for you to say that to me. And look at Junior. He's just in la-la land.
I got pumped.
Yeah.
No, I got pumped for a second.
He doesn't even know about the meeting.
Yeah, he does.
Okay.
Yeah, I was included. I was CC'd.
Okay.
Okay. We're going to get as many winners as we possibly can. Each one of you are going to have your own match game question. If you match one of the celebrities, you're going to win a prize. We've got Pewter Mug. We've got Mighty Muscles. We've got Stan and Haney Hats. We've got Rock of Ages, the performance at the Broadway Palm. We've got Daughtry. We got WWE tickets. We have Llama House, a restaurant at Miramar Outlets. We have Buck Cherry tickets at the Ranch. And we also have, if you want to eat at Biggie's Place, which is in Fort Myers, burgers, salads, breakfasts. 277-9600. Phone lines are released. Who wants to play? Who wants to win in Stan's match game? Let's see who we got first. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, it's Chris.
Chris, you want to play?
Yes, sir, I do.
All right, Chris, I'm going to read the question.
Let's quiet down there,
yeah, Chris. Yeah, a lot of noise in the background, Chris. That's all right, buddy.
Is that better?
Yeah, you're fine. I'm going to read the question. Going to let our stars write their answers down. Turn your radio down. And when they're finished, we'll get your answer, see if you match anybody, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, here we go. Listen carefully. Do not blurt out your answer, Chris, until I ask you. George has got this crazy idea that someone is following him, and he is so paranoid that he's installed rear-view mirrors everywhere, even on his blank. Where's my music? There it is. So there you go, stars. Here's the question again. Do not answer yet, Chris. George has this crazy idea that someone is following him, and he is so paranoid that he's installed rear-view mirrors everywhere, even on his blank. Mother is writing. Junior, you're all done over there, Junior. Mark Haney writing his answer down. Mother still writing. Haney still writing. Junior was fast with that one.
I'm going to need... Oh, there's another pen. This one.
I asked Junior to have a pen ready, but apparently...
Oh, he did.
Well, I gave him a pen. I just didn't give him a working one. Was that my fault?
Okay. Mother's done. Junior's done. Haney, are you done?
Yeah, I'm just trying to make
all
it
right.
clear because I had to write it again.
All right. We go to
the pen.
We go to you now, Chris. Here it is one more time for you. George.
Why is that noise going on?
I have no idea.
I don't know.
I think it's us.
He's on speaker.
Oh, you're on speaker.
No, I'm not. I'm talking on the phone. I took my earbuds off. I'm talking on the phone.
All right, George. Let's get through with this then. George has this crazy idea that someone is following him, and he is so paranoid that he's installed rear view mirrors everywhere, even on his blank. Chris?
Toilet.
He says toilet. Let's you got bells and buzzers ready too. Let's go to Mark Haney. Chris says toilet.
I apologize. That was the first thing I was going to say, but then I outwitted both of us.
And you wrote rear view mirrors.
Yes. He put rear view mirrors on
even on his rear view.
Yeah.
Okay. Junior, what did you say? You wrote your answer down pretty quickly.
I said toilet.
Yeah, he did. He said toilet. That's a match. Wow. What did you have, Mother?
I put on his thang. Now, some people wouldn't make a difference, but some people might have a longer thing.
Hey, Chris, you got a match there. What would you like?
You have Bill Burr?
I just gave away my last Bill Burr. I've got Daughtry. I've got Buck Cherry. I've got Pewter Mug, Mighty Muscles, Stan and Haney. I got Rock of Ages. What do you want?
Do you have any food in Fort Myers or Cape Coral?
In Fort Myers, I got Biggie's Place.
Sure.
All right, hold on. There you go.
By the way, have you had the food at the Broadway Palm where Rock of Ages is there?
Delicious.
Delicious. Oh, yeah. Definitely with a capital D.
Let's see who we have next that wants to play.
I didn't see the...
You just ate.
Just ate it, yeah.
Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, it's Steve.
Steve, you want to play?
Yes, sir.
All right, Steve, here we go. Let our celebrities write their answer down. I'll specifically ask you, Steve, for your answer. Here we go.
Okay.
Dumb Dora is so dumb.
How dumb is she?
She brought a blank to the stock market. Our stars are writing their answer. Well, I'll let you know when they're done, Steve. Dumb Dora is so dumb, she brought a blank to the stock market. Mother, done. Mark Haney, done. Junior, what's your excuse over there?
Can you repeat it?
Sure. Dumb Dora is so dumb, she brought a blank to the stock market. Haney and Mother, Dunn, Jr., still contemplating. Dumb Dora is so dumb, she brought a blank to the stock market. You done? Oh, okay, done. We go to you, Steve. Here it is for you. Dumb Dora is so dumb, she brought a blank to the stock market.
A safe.
Oh, well, it's nice meeting you, Steve. Mother, what did you have written down?
Stocking.
A stocking. Haney, what did you have written down? A shopping cart. Definitive answer. Shopping cart. Junior?
I wrote a pot. You know, like she's going to make some stock.
No, sorry. You know? Sorry, Steve. Jeez.
Ouch.
Haney had the definitive. The stock market, and she's so dumb she brought a shopping cart.
Because that's Dumb Dora.
Well, I heard stock, you know, like you all throw right, a couple bones in.
Let's find somebody else. I feel for both you and Mother on that one.
So I think stocking was a great answer.
Okay. Ahoy, who's this?
He stands by it.
Yeah. Ahoy. No, no, not with all that noise in the background. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Tina.
Tina, you want to play?
Sure.
All right. We're going to read the question, let the stars write their answers down, Tina, and then I'll specifically ask you for yours, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go, celebrities. This is for Tina. Tarzan said, "Never again Tarzan let hippie stay in treehouse. Him smoke my blank." There is a definitive answer to this. Tarzan said, "Never again Tarzan let hippie stay at treehouse. Him smoke my blank." Tina, stand by. Our stars. Junior, you're all done over there? Wow, that's lightning fast. Mark Haney, done. Mother. Coming up, are you done?
I think so.
Okay, all right. Here we go to you, Tina. Let me read it to you. Okay. Tarzan said, "Never again Tarzan let hippie stay in treehouse. Him smoke my blank."
Rope.
I know what you're talking about.
Vine.
I know what you're talking about. Just leave it at that.
Okay.
Junior, what did you have written down?
I stuck to my last answer on the last one, and I said pot.
That's incorrect. Mark Haney. Banana peel. That's a good one. Mother, what did you have written down?
I was going to say Vine.
Vine was the definitive answer on the show. Everybody was saying the Vine. And Tina seems like she got the idea here.
But I did.
Oh, great.
Wait, you didn't win yet, Tina. We got to wait for Mother.
I did.
Come on, Mother, please.
I didn't write that. I actually wrote my monkey.
No. Oh, sorry, Tina. Sorry. Vine was the definitive answer.
I thought banana.
But that was very good. That was very good. Let's see who else we got here. Let's keep playing. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Kristen from Cape Coral.
Kristen, you want to play?
Sure.
All right, Kristen, let me get your name down. And let's go to our celebrities. I'm going to read them the question. Let's let them write their answers down, and then I'll come to you for your answer, Kristen, okay?
All right,
here
good.
We go. Celebrities, here we go. Here's the question. At the clock shop, Marvin said to the clerk, "This cuckoo clock you sold me has a sick bird. It came out at the hour, but instead of going cuckoo, it blanked." Let our stars write the answers down, Kristen. Here it is again for everybody. At the clock shop, Marvin said to the clerk, "This cuckoo clock you sold me has a sick bird. It came out at the hour, but instead of going cuckoo, it blanked." Junior, lightning fast with his answers. Haney, you're done. It's not because you're smart. Okay, he's going to it like he's some kind of smart.
It's easy to write down a wrong answer.
Yeah, it sure is. Mother is done. We go to you, Kristen. I'm going to read it to you one more time. At the clock shop, Marvin said to the clerk, "This cuckoo clock you sold me has a sick bird. It came out on the hour, but instead of going cuckoo, it blanked."
Oh, God. It swore at it. I don't know. It swore.
It did what?
It cursed at it.
It cursed. It swore at. Okay. So you say it, instead of going cuckoo, it swore. All right. I can't say that that's a horrible answer. I don't know if it's going to match our celebrities. But, Mother, what did you write down?
I wrote down farted, tooted, cracked a rat, passed some gas.
No. Haney, what did you write down? Puked. Junior.
I said it barked.
It barked. No swearing, Kristen. Sorry. Okay, that's all right. Let's see what else we got. We got time. Let's see. Let's do one more. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Joe.
No.
What's wrong with Joe?
That was too much noisy. Ahoy, who's this?
Okay.
No. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Linda.
Linda, you want to play?
Absolutely.
All right, Linda. Let our stars write their answers down. Don't blurt anything out until I ask you.
Okay.
Here we go. Stars, get ready. Murray, the veterinarian, said, "Boy, did I have a rough morning. I just treated a centipede that had blank." Listen carefully. Murray, okay. The veterinarian, said, "Boy, did I have a tough morning. I just treated a centipede that had blank." Don't say anything yet, Linda. Let our stars write their answers down. They're all three of them are writing as I speak. Mother, you got an answer there?
I got it.
Okay.
Got an answer.
Mark Haney's pen is down. Junior, how are you doing over there? Everybody's looking good here, so we go to you, Linda. Here it is for you. And one match will get you a prize. Murray, the veterinarian, said, "Boy, did I have a tough morning. I just treated a centipede that had blank."
Foot fungus or athlete's foot?
A good, excellent answer. Junior.
I said monkeypox.
No, monkeypox.
Are you kidding?
Haney, what did you want?
You need to remind him to keep holding your hat.
And I cannot believe you came from my loins. broken legs? No, that's not a foot fungus or athlete's foot. We're looking for athlete's foot, mother.
I said diarrhea, the runs, the Chocolate Town Express.
Sorry, Linda, no match there. But I honestly thought that because, yeah, centipede, bunch of leg, athlete's foot.
I wasn't even thinking feet.
You weren't, huh? It's a centipede.
Yeah.
Got a lot of legs. That would take a long time.
Yes. Yep. It's a rough morning. Thank you for playing, though.
You understand that, right?
Right.
A centipede, it has like
a lot of legs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Athlete's foot.
I don't think they have feet.
They got everything. They got
feet.
They
just got like peg legs.
Yeah, they're like sticks. How are you going to have athlete's foot on sticks?
You want to do one more?
Yeah, it makes no sense.
All right, you want to do one more? I'd like to leave on a positive note. You want to do one more?
Yeah, okay.
All right, we'll do one more. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Russ.
Russ, you want to play? I'm doing a bonus round. You want to play?
I sure do.
All right, Russ. Let's see if our celebrities. I'm going to tell you right now, I skipped on this one because it's a hard one, but if you get a match, what the hell? Here we go. Let our stars write their answer down. Jonah said, I've got a television set here inside the whale, but I don't watch it much because the only program it gets is blank. Let our stars write their answers down. Here it is for everybody. Jonah said, I've got a television set here inside the whale, but I don't watch it much because the only program I get is blank. Haney is chuckled to himself and put his pen down quickly. What about you, Junior? You're all ready. Mother is writing. You just can't come up with anything on this one, can you?
It's tough.
It's a tough one. It's a tough one.
Okay.
Okay. All right. You got your answer?
Mm-hmm.
All right, Russ. Jonah said, I've got a television set here inside the whale, but I don't watch it much because the only program it gets is blank.
Golf.
Golf? All right. Junior?
I put CNN.
Good answer. Good answer. Yep. Haney.
Okay. I have to warn you about this because you're going to say it out loud.
Yes. Yes.
The last character, I have gone to great lengths.
Then what? Then you say it.
Because I didn't want you to blurt something out. The last character in the answer is a symbol, not a letter.
CNN Plus.
But see, when I look like a T.
That seems to be the one. What do you got? Do you have golf?
No, I put Moby Dick.
Sorry, Russ.
Maybe that bonus round.
Yeah, maybe we shouldn't have. We should have just moved on. Moby Dick.
Isn't that a whale?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Isn't that what?
A whale. About a whale.
Moby Dick?
Yeah, but is there like a Moby Dick network?
Well, is there a...
I saw a moment of realization when you repeated the question. Adam's face was like, oh.
Maybe it was just the program.
Yeah, maybe. The program Moby
That's
Dick.
That's the only thing he gets there.
Yes.
Is that particular black and white movie from the 30s.
Mm-hmm. Well, what would have been the definitive answer?
Well, they had it. See, depending on what you wanted.
I thought CNN Plus was brilliant.
It was brilliant. Those were pretty darn good ones. You know, you could say, depending on what you... MSNBC.
Rachel Maddow Show. Rachel Maddow.
We'll be back. Thank you, Mother. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
In the radio studios of America, the technicians, the entertainers, the commentators, the administrative personnel daily unite their efforts in the creation of programs to please and entertain the vast radio public. Everyone from newscaster to the lonely night shift engineer to the station's president share in the task of bringing to the public
Stan and Haney,
the type of program it likes to hear.
96 K-Rock.
You know, if you ask me, that United Airlines guy would... You had it coming.
You haven't seen that. A cornerback.
Yeah. At one point, he played for the Broncos. He's 27. He's from Georgia, but was playing Canadian football and was at the airport. And this tough guy wanted to, you know, take a poke at him. Here,
to simplifying it. I guess there
was an
argument.
That's what you always tell me to do.
Well, not like that. There was an argument that ensued at the airport because the football player was trying
to save $5.
Yep, by pushing his luggage on a wheelchair instead of getting one of them carts. Well, the guy with the airline said, and they started getting into a jawing match.
But this that roly-poly airplane guy, he wanted
and then roly-poly went and
took a poke at him
and then the football player came back and took a poke at him. Come on, here we go, you wanna go, let's go. And the airline guy got his ass handed to him.
Well, he barely hit the airline guy, and the airline guy went over onto, the luggage belt and hit his head on the floor and started...
Yeah, got all bloody.
And got all bloody, and then he popped back up.
And where did it happen? Newark. The armpit airport of the country.
And the guy barely touched him. He was going backwards anyway, so... it looked like he'd waxed the floor with the guy, but he barely shoved him.
All right.
And then roly
poly. You just see the airline guy, and the first thing you say is he's got it coming.
Yep.
He wasn't the one charged.
Let's go to the tape.
All right. People can see it for themselves. I don't think it was a fair fight, although the airline guy egged him on.
The airline guy took the first swing.
He did.
And then when he got back up, the football player is standing there going, really? Really? You're going to make me do it again?
Mm-hmm. I know.
And he was quite sincere because he knew this isn't doing him any good. But you got this roly-poly guy who's wearing
roly-poly.
He's wearing a vest.
Well,
so
he's
evidently
wearing the airline
he's
vest.
The law.
Let's get you updated on traffic.
I'm telling you, that roly-poly guy, he's used to pushing...
You just don't like the way he looks.
Well, he's used to pushing people around.
He is.
And he met the wrong guy.
Yes. That I agree with you on. I 100% agree.
That's a fool.
Yeah. Firehouse Subs, 3 Lee County locations, Fort Myers and Cape Coral. We'll start in Fort Myers. Got a crash. Royal Queen Boulevard and University Plaza Drive in Lehigh Acres. Hit and run. 1100 block of Homestead Road and in Bonita. Crash. 11,000 block of Bonita Beach Road. And you are up to date. We'll have another traffic update for you in less than 30 minutes. Coming up in less than 1 hour... It'll be the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. He is the news. What can you expect? Well, Haney's got today's headlines, and they're brought to you by Rubenstein Law, 1-800-FL-LEGAL. Also open on weekends.
Coming up, In less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you you did not know.
Okay.
I know you don't like it, Stan, but I got to check with Junior here because he's a young person. And he knows
he's
about...
He's not getting that much younger. He's pushing 30 now.
Yeah.
But, you know, he's a TikTok bro.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Have you tried the coat hanger challenge yet?
No, I've heard about it.
What is it?
Well, you've heard about it. Tell me about it.
You take, like a hanger,
yeah,
and you put it over your head, so you have one of the hooks sticking on one side of your head.
Yeah.
You close your eyes... And your head starts to turn that way.
Really?
Yeah.
So you haven't done it?
No, because I use my coats for hanging clothes. Because I'm getting old.
You use your coats for hanging clothes?
I use my hangers for hanging clothes. Correction, omit that.
See if we got a wire coat hanger in here somewhere. I'll
wire
try.
Wire coat hanger?
Yeah.
Never! Oh, you're going to love this.
What?
A 51-year-old woman was awarded just under $93,000 because everyone was invited to happy hour except her.
Aww. Aww. Sounds like a juniorette.
A town in Canada known as Russell has changed its name to Russell.
Huh? Details in less than an hour.
And finally, a teenage girl reported to an authority figure that she believed a man had a knife on him.
Ooh.
But it wasn't a knife. She just wasn't familiar with flip phones.
Oh, jeez.
These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. Can we please have some laughter here? What the hell?
Yeah, I'm glad to see juniors growing up and using coats to hang clothes.
Yeah.
You know what I meant.
4 o'clock fluffer. Mark.
Stan.
Hi, everyone.
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Well, we just told you about the hanger challenge.
Yeah, I gotta try that.
Well, maybe we'll do it tomorrow. Because I know you and I have wire hangers.
Oh, yeah, we got wire hangers. I'll bet you there's one in an office somewhere hanging there.
And we'll probably that'd probably be the thing that brings us down.
Yes!
Who took my hanger?
Yeah.
So we know about the hanger challenge, and with that in mind, we bring you today's list of the...
Top.
TikTok challenges of all time.
Top TikTok challenges of all time.
The binge drink with Johnny Depp challenge.
Oh my gosh.
What do I do?
The use a joy buzzer on your grandma with a pacemaker challenge.
I've fallen and I can't get up.
The look at your 401k without crying challenge.
Yeah. I can't look.
The tell your dad that Top Gun is just a dumb plane movie challenge. The drop out of med school to become a magician challenge.
That one tickled me.
The annoy Mike Tyson on a plane challenge.
Oh, yeah.
And finally, the top dumbest TikTok challenge of all time.
Yes.
The slide down a palm tree naked challenge.
30 years of blah blah yeah, blah, and yeah. Where has that led us?
What? Oh my god, that was the best thing ever! Yeah!
Elvis has left the building.
That's it, baby.
Email ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
What?
Ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
Okay.
Told you we'll be going all week with answers to our question of the week. What did your grandfathers do for a living, and did your mom work or grandmother work? Meg has a comment about it.
How is she?
She's well, thank you for asking. Ahoy, Stan and Haney. I wanted to answer your question of the week. This was an easy one. My grandparents on my dad's side, my grandfather was a corporal in the U.S. Army in World War II as a telecommunications engineer, and later went on to work for Bell Atlantic in North Heads, New York, or Horseheads, New York. Later on, my dad would work for him. My grandmother was a domestic engineer and took care of the household while my grandfather was at work. On my grandparents' mom's side, my grandfather was an architect, and my grandmother was an interior decorator. Love the show. Thanks for the laugh. Signed, Meg. This is from...
You know, that's a good match.
Yeah.
Architect, interior decorator.
This is from George, who says, great question of the week. Ahoy, gentlemen, and Kermit behind the glass. Grandfather on mother's side owned a cloth diaper laundry business.
Ooh.
Grandma did not work. Grandfather on my father's side owned a painting company in New York City who had a contract to paint all the public schools. Grandma really didn't work. She stayed at home and did the books. Oh, this is nice. This is from Dave. Listening from afar. Hey, guys. Longtime listener. Second time writer. I just want to let you know I've been deployed to Bahrain. Any possible stick pin there? I live there.
Yeah.
I'll be there for a bit, so I don't get to listen live much. But when I get the chance, it really makes my week, listening while hanging out in my hammock outside my chew. Love you guys, and take it easy. Regards, Dave, listening from Bahrain. That's a stick pin.
Yeah, it is.
Absolutely.
I mean, we got all our boys and girls over in Guam. Yep. Bahrain gets one.
What are you, deaf over there? Bahrain.
Wake up!
Yeah, I'm looking for it. I've never even heard of that place.
Don't even. You've never heard of Bahrain.
Where do you think it is?
I don't believe I'm hearing what I'm hearing.
I believe it's in the middle of the East.
Yes. Oh, God.
Let's just please, before I lose my temper.
You know, I would love for one day for Junior to meet the man that sent that email and let him explain where Bahrain is.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Guardian.
Jesus.
That way, at least they'd have one thing to talk about.
I'm going to edit Guardian here.
You're editing the Guardian?
For his own... And you'll see what I mean while I will even say insert edit here. Ahoy, gentlemen. Guys, I saw some things this weekend that bewilder me. And that is all of the celebrations for other cultures. Now, don't get me wrong. My opinion is based on the love of America. But every month there's a celebration of some culture, which in reality there is nothing wrong with that, but, you know, it's just damn too much. In my opinion, Be proud. Just don't shove it down our throats. Edit placed here. You should be proud of your heritage. But damn, come on. Here's another thing. Have you noticed all the damn ads for feminine hygiene deodorant?
You know I have.
Jesus.
All these things that they can use on their lady parts. I mean, the one with the period panties, and they show them shaving down there. Sure, it's just an advertisement and facts about life, but damn. Maybe a few more edits.
Okay. You got to remember, The Guardian is of a generation where it was controversial to have ads for toilet paper on television. Yep.
Okay, Twink. Tell me you didn't have Tony or Big Tim make that crap recipe that was enough to gag a maggot. You guys are the best. Signed, The Guardian.
He's done it again!
He sure has.
You know what?
Well, we were just looking through Tony's pantry, whatever he had, and we were just coming up with ideas. We were brainstorming. Yeah. That's all I remember.
When the drinks were on the house.
Yeah.
Right.
Free drinks.
You know what? We should team up with The Guardian.
Yeah.
And have our own celebration.
Yeah, what's that?
For people without color, or P-Walks.
Yeah, P-Walk Day. Everybody's got color. Stan and Haney.
No. We don't, Stan.
Oh, yes, I am.
No, we are not.
I am 9% Native American, and I have Jewish blood in me from the Middle East. Stan and
really?
Haney.
Really? So you're a BIPOC?
Yeah, whatever that is. K-Rock.
This is William Shatner. Take the next few minutes and listen very closely. You'll be amazed at
Stan and Haney.
Okay.
Can there be a little more excitement in the beginning?
I love it. Okay. This is William Shatner, and listen very closely. You'll be amazed at
Stan and Haney.
Okay. I think that came pretty close.
96 K-Rock.
Stan and Haney are going to jump into the Wayback Machine in just a second. Take a look at what was on the Billboard charts for this very week.
What do you think he wants?
For Junior to take him home.
Aww.
There's a kitty out there that Junior just gave water to, but I think it wants food to be fed all the time, and Junior's going to have to take him home.
Where did he come from?
I don't know. There's a stray cat out there, and it's very hot out there.
Probably came from the homes right over there.
And brought him some water. He probably does have a home. He's just coming out here to get a free meal and a free drink. But he's just meowing. So we got him some water. You're welcome if the owner knows that it's their cat. Way back.
Because he won't shut up.
No. Because he's hot and miserable.
Because I just did that story where they won't meow at another cat.
I know. They only meow at people. He wants your attention. Going to do some traffic. Oh, we'll get the Junior fun fact in our way back. We're going to go right smack dab to the middle. Oh, no, we're not. We're actually going to go songs just outside of the top 40, 15 through 11.
Nobody would know the difference.
I know. Traffic brought to you by Firehouse Subs.
Well, until you have a group of people singing number, blah, blah.
Yep. Fort Myers, Cape Coral.
Then they'll know.
That's right. Couple of things on the board.
He didn't know who Marlon Perkins was.
Well, that I understand. Bahrain, I don't. North Fort Myers got a hit and run. Bayshore and New Post Road. And in Lehigh Acres, crash. 4400 block of Lee Boulevard. And you are up to date. We do it every Monday. Take a look at what was on the Billboard charts for this very week in a particular year. Today, songs just out of the top 10, 15 through 11. Let's find out where we're going today.
Hello out there. Peabody and Sherman here. The Wayback Machine, my incomparable invention for traveling through time, has been set for the year.
This week in 1973.
to dance to it. Not so long ago.
All the big hits.
Now let's live it up again. With
from today's biggest artist.
Number 15.
She's here, Mr. Johnson.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Granny?
Ohio Players.
You're a little late, so come right this way. Let's turn right in. Okay?
What? Say it now.
Yeah.
Say it now.
Yeah.
Me and the Ohio Players gonna tell you about a worm. He's the funkiest worm in the world. Okay, say it, fellas.
There's a worm in the ground. Yes, it is.
The Stan and Haney Difference.
Doing a little of the
funky
worm.
That's
funky.
Like 9 cans of shaving powder, that's funky. Come on with it again, fellas, come on with it.
In a foreign land, yeah.
Sing it.
You know, Stan, I feel the need to point something out.
What?
Get it, baby.
Junior managed to find a fine china bowl to put the water in for the cat.
Yeah.
And he put it directly behind the tire
of
a vehicle.
Yeah, right under the wheel of the vehicle.
Well, there was some nice shade there.
You got a fun fact?
Yeah, Ohio Players had seven top 40 songs between 1973 and 1976. And now back to the music.
And what's going to happen when somebody gets in that vehicle and backs up?
They're going to get a flat tire.
Well, they're going to see that fine china.
No,
they're
going to
move
won't.
It. And they're going to refill the water.
Okay, I've said my piece.
Yeah.
When it happens, don't blame me.
Now, we're going to let this play for just a second before we go into 14, because I got a little story about 14.
Okay, well, it's almost over.
That's good.
You want me
Haney
to pause
knows,
it?
No, Haney knows about Clint Holmes, because this guy made a living in Las Vegas for 20-some-odd years off of one hit song, and it's this one, Playground in My Mind. Clint Holmes, who had a poster everywhere in Vegas.
When this whole world gets me down, and there's no love to be found, I close my eyes.
Couldn't give these tickets away.
I'm in a playground in my mind. Where the
I think it was a BOGO for the daytime magician in him.
You land at McCarran posters. The strip full of posters. Why? Who's Clint Holmes? He had a hit. This.
That's the Stan and Haney difference.
Can you add anything about Clint Holmes?
Can't really find a whole lot, but he's known
for Playground in My Mind.
Yeah,
I know. Well, you took my fun facts and whatever. So he's the son of Eddie Holmes, who was an American serviceman and jazz singer, and Audrey Holmes, a British opera singer. So he had music in his blood. There you go. Back to the music.
Best known for his hit, Playground in My Mind. Clint. Mr. Playground in My Mind Holmes.
Yep. For decades, he was in Las Vegas because of this one song.
That's all it takes. And would everybody get all excited when he finally played it?
Nobody knows. Nobody went to the show.
It's 2 minutes and 58 seconds long, and this has got to be like his encore.
Oh, it has to be, unless he drops it in throughout the night.
Like do a verse here.
Yeah.
And
then... What the hell?
Got a fine voice.
Yeah, beautiful voice. Probably could sing covers of other songs. This was his hit. Now, Casey Kasem would do these in order. The Ohio Players, that funky worm, then this Clint Holmes mess. And then he'd come across a gem. Coming in at number 13, a band called Steeler's Wheel.
Yes, pop, Dylan-esque.
Yeah. I love this song, though.
K-Billy FM, where the 70s survived. Jerry Rafferty, Behemoth.
Well, I don't know why I came here tonight.
Not the original.
I got the feeling that something ain't right.
Oh, you don't want this?
That's not,
do you not want that?
No. I want the real deal.
All right.
I just try to make sure we have the songs. That's a K-Tel wannabe. Junior, fun fact on Steeler's Wheel?
Well, they actually wrote it as a parody of Bob Dylan. They
were kind of Dylan-esque.
Yeah.
Joe Egan and Jerry Rafferty were a duo known as Steeler's Wheel when they recorded this Dylan-esque pop bubblegum favorite from April of 1974. That reached up to number 5. As K-Billy Super Sounds of the 70s continues.
There we go. There we go. He was off by about a year. Hand clapping.
Well, I don't know why I came here tonight. I got the feeling that something ain't right. I'm so scared in case I fall off my chair, and I'm wondering how I'll get down the stairs. Clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right. Here I am, stuck in the middle with you. Yes, I'm stuck in the middle with you, and I'm wondering what it is I should do. It's so hard to keep the smile from my face. Losing control, yeah, I'm all over. Jokers to the right, here I am, stuck in the middle with you. When you started, I would never hang up on a joke, except your mess. And your friends, they all come calling, slap you on the back and say,
along. Coming in at number 12.
K-E-I-L-L-Y, home of rock.
Yes, it sure is. Coming in at number 12, the great overweight Barry White. He's telling you,
so
I'm going to love you just a little bit more,
you
baby.
Lying here next to me.
Listen to this load of crap.
He's going to do some things to you.
Yep.
And you're going to like it.
My hands just won't keep still.
This guy never saw his feet.
Didn't have to.
I love you, baby. Oh, I love you. I love you. I love you. Just want to hold you. Run my fingers through your hair.
Right there.
Right there. Right there!
Closer. Come here closer, closer. Oh, baby. Oh, baby. Give it up. Ain't no use.
Ain't no use.
I can't help myself if I wanted to. I'm hung up, no doubt. I'm so in love with you. For me, there's no way out. Cause deeper in love with you, I'm falling. Sweeter, sweeter, your tender words of love keep calling.
This idea of lovemaking was to get sponged down.
Oh, yeah.
Junior? You better have something on this guy, because he's something.
I don't know if this is true or not, but Barry White made 106 gold albums, with 41 of them hitting platinum.
Oh, I believe it.
Maybe that's from his time as a producer,
well,
too.
Love Unlimited Orchestra.
Yeah. And, you know, give Junior a break. He's still reading up on who Marlon Perkins is.
Well, yeah, it piqued my interest. Look at this cute little picture of him in an orangutan.
Oh, you'd love it. But you'd probably be a bigger fan of Jim.
Yeah, because they'd always send him downstream to wrestle the anaconda while Marlon was safe at the hut.
Send Jim out with a cameraman and a lasso, and he wears the short pants, so it's time for him to go to work.
Yep. That's Barry White. I'm gonna love you just a little more, baby.
Now, think about what you've heard so far.
Yeah.
Now, some of it ages very well, some of it not so much. It was a product of his time, and what we end up with is one of those true all-time ageless classics that was probably ahead of its time.
It most definitely was, coming in at number 11, Steely Dan and Reeling in the Years.
Like, if we time traveled back to 73 and I heard this, I would go, wait, this is out now?
Yeah.
I think it got more popular as time went on.
It's a classic.
Your everlasting summer, you can see it fading fast. So you grab a piece of something that you think is gonna last. Well, you wouldn't even know a diamond if you held it in your hand. The things you think are precious, I can't understand. Are you reeling in the years?
Junior?
Stowing away the time.
Yeah, the name Steely Dan was actually inspired because there was a strap-on dildo called the Steely Dan 3.
Are you reeling
and now back to the music.
Where are you going to do the the Eagles thing?
What do you mean?
Who was in Steely Dan?
Everyone knows this, man. Listen, let the music do the talking, you know.
That was called a setup for you to do the Eagles thing.
Well, you want me to screech like an eagle?
In the Eagles classic Hotel California, there is a reference in the lyrics to when they pull out their steely knives, but they just can't kill the beast. This was a reference to Donald Fagen and Walter Becker, who are Steely Dan.
Did you know that?
No, I had no idea.
Mark Haynes. Oh, by the way, the number one song in the land.
You're welcome, by the way.
The Edgar Winter Group's Frankenstein.
You know, Edgar Winter just put out a tribute album to his brother.
Really?
Yeah, just within the past month or so.
Mark Haney in the news is next.
From border to border, from east to west, week after week, year after year, this is the biggest show in town.
Stan and Haney.
Stars in the afternoon, over the 159 stations from coast to coast.
96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. Mark Haney in the news coming up. We'll also check some traffic for you, but Junior says there's somebody on the phone that met with our old program director, Steve Downs, at a con, and they started talking about Fort Myers. Tell me about this. It's a woman on the phone? Hold on.
Yeah, and you said everything that I know, so I don't know much more than that.
All right, let's find it. What con did she go to?
MegaCon.
MegaCon. Ahoy, who's this?
Hi, this is Kathy.
Hi, Kathy. You went to
you met Master Chief.
MegaCon?
Yes, we did. And he actually asked us if we listened to 96 K-Rock.
Well, he was the program director here.
He said he worked with you before Haney.
Yeah, he was. He actually interviewed Haney, but he was my program director for about a year.
Oh, wow. He's a super nice guy.
Yes, he is.
He's a very nice guy and one of the smartest radio people that I know. After he left here, well, he came from L.A. And
right.
He came here, went after this, he went to Tampa and then was a legend in Chicago for decades. And he just picked up on this Master Chief for the Halo games, and it took off like a rocket.
Wildfire.
And he's more famous now than he's ever been.
But he said he wanted to make sure that I said hi to you from him.
Oh, well, that's very... Did you get a picture with him?
We got autographs.
Very good. And
I took pictures of my daughter with him, though.
Oh, I'd love to see it. Where was the con?
Orlando.
Oh yeah, they have a big one there. Junior, I think, wishes he could go to one of those cons. He'd be in seventh heaven.
Oh, that'd be awesome, man.
Okay, what is it? It's September. When is there's going to be one here in Fort Myers at the Crown Point Royal? When is that thing?
I don't.
I'm asking my daughter.
Oh.
2 seconds.
Yeah. It'll be at the Crown Royal.
Yeah, but it's nowhere near as big as the one in Orlando.
No, it's
Steve Downs, Master Chief, isn't coming to the Fort Myers.
No, but we'll get to meet Cortana.
November 27th.
Thank you so much for calling in and telling us that. He's a great guy.
Oh, he is. I'll send you a picture.
Please do. Thank you, sweetheart.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye. Yeah,
I guess he's putting on the suit and everything now.
Oh yeah, well when you do the con,
I think that was photoshopped.
Oh, he's got all the stuff. He's got all the.
Oh, I bet. Yeah,
the deal. Yeah, he's a really good guy, and one of the tops of this profession.
Can I ask you a quick question?
Yeah.
How much do you think would be reasonable? And we're not even talking about nighttime. We're talking about, like, lunch price.
Yeah.
How much do you think would be reasonable for two mojitos with a plate of two cold crab legs?
All right. If you're touristing it, mojitos, probably $14 each.
Okay.
So you're up to $28. And what kind of crab legs? Stone crab?
No, look like king crab.
King crab, probably another, $19.95 there.
Each?
It shouldn't be each. Should be for two crab legs. Or are you talking about a bundle?
No, just two large king crab legs.
Let's say $20 for that, $28 for the drink, so $50.
So how much are you out the door for?
Then you got to leave the tip after that. So you're out $60 and some change, maybe.
So yeah, you're definitely living a luxury life, but it's not that much.
No, you know, $14 to $15, $16 for a mojito.
American mother and daughter were vacationing on Mykonos. And you know how it is, even in New Orleans, where you have waiters just trying, hey, come, just sit here,
Yeah.
And so they weren't planning on it, and it was around noontime, but they figured, you know what, we'll sit down, and, you know, we've got a nice sunbed, so we'll order something to be polite. So they order up two mojitos.
Okay.
And the two crab legs. So they weren't even having lunch. They were just having a bite to eat and a couple of cocktails. Yeah. When they go to leave, you know, they're on vacation. They're not thinking about it. There are no prices on the menu.
How much?
They fought with the waiter. The waiter brought out the manager. And this is without tip.
$640. That's nuts.
And he told this woman and her teenage daughter, look, if you don't pay the bill, I'm calling the police and you'll never return to your homeland.
That's nuts. Well, but then again, another land. I remember very quickly, and I don't know what, this is 30 years ago. 6 ounce bottle of Coca-Cola in Venice. So here, 6 ounce bottle of Coca-Cola that you'd get out of the machine, 35 cents, 40 cents for not a 12 ounce, a little bottle. To get one there, I still remember $4.28 for a Coca-Cola, and you had to pay it. That's, they'll gladly take American. But, and I don't know what that is inflation-wise now, but back in 1982, $4.28 for a 6 ounce bottle of Coca-Cola was, but they can get what they want. You're on vacation.
Well, and she was on vacation and I guess didn't realize it until they'd already run the car.
Oh, sure. Surprise. That's insane, though. That's insane.
And she said, our first indication that there might be trouble is that there were a couple of Americans on the beach and saw them eating there and said, oh, I see you got a couple of cocktails and crab legs. I wouldn't order anything else.
Traffic brought to you by Firehouse Subs, 3 Lee County locations, Fort Myers, Cape Coral. Two things on the board. Fort Myers got a crash. McGregor Boulevard, North Town and River Drive. That's how it's written. Maybe it's a three-way area.
Town and River.
Town and River.
That's like
one road. North Town and River.
Yeah. So it's
at McGregor Boulevard at North Town and River Development.
Yeah, Town and River is a development.
I didn't know that. Lehigh Acres crash, Homestead Road and Milwaukee Boulevard. And you are up to date. One more traffic update for you in about 20 minutes. Mark Haney and the News, brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District, starts right now.
There was a time before cable, when the local anchorman reigned supreme. When people believed everything they heard. This was an age when only men were allowed to read the news. One anchor man was more man than the rest.
Southwest Florida's most respected anchor man.
See, somebody thinks king like crab clusters. No, you said two legs.
Two legs.
He had a voice. Oh, the clusters are going for $50. No, not a cluster.
And suits so fine they made some.
Two cocktails, two legs. One leg for each person.
Yeah, that's it.
Was the balls.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest
like
Florida's
Chris
most
Rock,
respected
one rib.
Mark Haney.
Not a rack.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Monday, May 23rd.
Double M, double X, double I.
Telling It Like It Is, I'm Mark Haney. Time now for Things You Didn't Know.
Okay.
You know how the Oscars work, Stan? Once you are even nominated for an Oscar, you got something.
Mm-hmm.
Because they can put that on the trailer for your next project, you know, Oscar nominee.
And you get an award for being you don't get the trophy, but you get a nice big plaque. And it's very prestigious just to be nominated by your supposed peers.
Now, Jeff Goldblum is a decent actor.
Yeah.
And when he's in a movie, if they choose to, they can show Oscar nominee Jeff Goldblum. Well, he does have a Oscar nomination.
Good for him.
Yes, the Oscar nomination came in 1996. It was not in recognition for his acting. A movie he directed called Little Surprises was nominated for Best Live Action Short.
Oscar nominated.
Yes. Doesn't have to say, in parentheses, not for acting.
Correct.
He can just use it.
Yes.
And surprisingly, none of the original eight Harry Potter movies ever won an Oscar. Now, say what you will, but an awful lot of work went into those movies to make them look right.
And yeah.
That surprises me.
Yeah.
Not even special effects or anything.
Yeah.
But the first spinoff, Fantastic Beasts, won for Best Costume Design.
Go figure.
That's a slap in the face.
Yep.
I didn't know this. I always enjoyed The Office. I thought it was a solid sitcom.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you keep your expectations in line, you'll get a chuckle. I had no idea. Now, I did know that Ricky Gervais did the original British version.
Right.
And then that one came over here with the American version. I did not know that there have been 11 different countries with their own version of The Office, with some subtle differences. The show is set at a paper company in all the countries except two. In Germany, it is an insurance company, and in your homeland, Poland, it is a bottled water company.
There you go. Still, I bet all brilliant writing.
Well, it would be the same, wouldn't it?
I don't know that if they use the same scripts.
Well, why wouldn't they if they're paying?
I don't know if they use the name, just the format.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Sanford and Son was based on Steptoe and Son from Grady. I don't think they used the same scripts.
Really? There was no Grady?
That I know of.
Huh,
you got to take a break.
I will, but not yet.
Why?
What is the shortest number one hit song ever?
The length of time at number one, or the length of the song? God, I'll bet you it's under 2 minutes.
It is. It is the song Stay, 1960. Maurice Williams and the Zodiacs.
Classic.
At just 1 minute and 38 seconds long. However, later on, when Jackson Browne decided to cover it, he turned it into one of the longest songs ever.
Yeah. Because he paired it with another one there.
Yes. The loadout?
Yes.
Slash stay? In a moment.
I am Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill. Stan, just a quick check. Is your hair on fire?
Why?
Because it will be.
What are you talking about? Lay it on me.
Bill. A court in England just awarded a 51-year-old cashier over $93,000 in compensation. Why? After everyone at her workplace was invited to happy hour except her.
Told you, it's a female version of him.
And because of the fallout, she was forced to quit her job.
Yeah, very stressful.
She only found out about the happy hour because certain co-workers forgot to dummy up about it in front of her.
Oh, so she was eavesdropping about their good time. What about me?
Now, she knew what she was doing. She is mixed race and had filed multiple discrimination complaints.
Beforehand?
Mm-hmm.
Come on. The judge
said that must be one of the reasons people didn't want her there. And in addition to her mixed race, the judge believes age may have been a factor, too.
Right.
Nowhere in it did it factor in that perhaps she's just unlikable.
Totally unlikable.
She was forced to resign in December after the happy hour fiasco and filed a lawsuit in February. They said that excluding her from that happy hour forced her to, quote, lose the opportunity to bond with colleagues, and that's worth every bit of $93,000.
Unbelievable. You can see that, though, can't you, Junior?
Yeah, next time you guys got something going on
and
you think of excluding me, just remember this story.
Well, just remember that before we exclude you, we think of every way to exclude ourselves.
Correct. And then if we have to include you, you're included unless we got to carry you with financial assistance. Oh, I'd love to go to the casino with you guys, but I've got no money.
Well, yeah, that's a given. But $93,000, whew.
Well, that
take
care. Yeah,
what would you do for
$93,000?
I want to know.
I know what I would do.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill,
jeez,
you know, I know you try to argue with me for my own good.
Yeah.
But I know that you know that the world has gone nuts.
Oh, I know that the world's gone nuts. But you know what? I'm trying to preserve my little piece of it.
There's a town near Ottawa called Russell. The town has been called Russell for the past 225 years.
All right.
But a Ms. Badinsky started a big push to change the name of the town because it was named after a slave owner.
Okay. I see a lot of that popping up.
Now, prior to 1797, it was called Elmsley. So they could have gone back to that. But then the sane world got involved and said, hey, you know what? In your little fantasy world, worrying about this slave owner that's been dead for 200 years, we got stationery and stuff to worry about.
Yeah.
So instead, they decided to keep the town named Russell.
So they don't have to change the letterhead.
Yes. But they had to issue an official proclamation that it is not named after the slave owner guy anymore.
It's named after Boston Celtic great Bill Russell.
Even better. You know, you can just see, there's a movie in this. because you can just see the town dealing with someone who's just a whack job. So it's legally not named after the slave owner, but they had to have a reason to keep the name Russell.
Yeah.
So they said it's now named after anyone with the name of Russell, first, middle, or last.
What's that mean?
Technically, you have to be a Russell who has touched the community in a positive way for the town to be named after you.
No guy in town that's got a Jack Russell that's left its own meaningful ways at fire hydrants and lawns.
This is not the first time something like this has been done.
No.
Seattle's King County was named after Vice President William R. King.
Okay.
Slave owner. So they changed it in 2005. No longer named King County. It was now named King County after Martin Luther King Jr.
What was that? I like bringing this up. What was that one town where the
Whitesboro?
It was knocking down the Indian.
Yeah.
I think Whitesboro.
Yep.
Their emblem was a pioneer guy knocking down an Indian.
You're beating the crap out of him. Welcome to Whitesboro.
And I think they tried to change it, but everybody voted to keep it Whitesboro. I think it's still Whitesboro.
I don't know if they won the final fight. We followed it for like a year and a half.
We did.
And it was just never ending.
I know. There it is.
Yep.
Whitesboro, New York.
Taking them down hard. And that's the news for today, Monday, May 23rd.
Double M, double X, double I.
Just waxing him.
Well, that's their insignia.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
There he is, little Mikey Haney, telling it like it is.
Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news. We'll take a break. We'll be back.
That's right. Lee County will no longer be named after Robert E. Lee. It will be named after Peggy Lee.
Or Spaceman Bill Lee.
Suddenly, there's a whole new way of looking at radio. Introducing
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for spending your Monday afternoon with us. Greatly appreciated. Sean Roberts coming up at 6 o'clock where he'll offer you a new deal on a refrigerator.
That can't be beat. Say, Stan.
Yeah.
You in the mood for some charbroiled goodness?
Let's get a final look at traffic for your drive home. Brought to you by Firehouse Subs. 3 Lee County locations, Fort Myers and Cape Coral. All right, a couple of things on the board. They're both in Fort Myers. We have a crash, Metro Parkway and Daniels Parkway. And the other one is a hit and run, 10,000 block of tree line. And you are up to date. I love this song.
Who doesn't?
The old Jingle Jangle Sounding Birds music by TP.
And Michael Campbell.
Yep.
Probably feel a whole lot better when you're gone. Oh, when you're gone.
See, this, I like this kind of music.
very well crafted.
Yes.
So good. Classic comedy brought to you by Best Home Services. Appointments available now.
GetBest.com.
I'm very excited to be here. I've had a great week. I just got an electric car. Sweet. It is sweet. It's in the shop now. We're having a gas engine put in it, but I love it. Oh, it is the best. It's so unique, you know? I just missed gassing up my car. And, you know, petroleum now, the gas prices are back up again. And I don't get it because I was in the pharmacy a couple days ago. I saw that petroleum jelly has not gone up 1 cent. Too bad our cars couldn't run on petroleum jelly. That would be pretty cool. Be hard to get it in there, though, but you get it in there. You work it in there. You work it in. You do what you got to do. You know what I'm saying? But I'm telling you, this thing is a babe magnet. Which I don't need because I've been married for the last 13 years. But I still like to look, though. I'll tell you that. I'll be honest with you. I got a wandering eye. But luckily, my other eye is a lazy eye. So it's a push. They cancel each other out. The wandering eye is like, hey, baby, why don't you go back to my place and have a little drink? And then the lazy eye comes around. Oh, this looks like a lot of work. Let's just have a cookie, huh? Somebody asked me last week what my best pickup line was. And, you know, like I said, I've been married for the last 13 years. So my best pickup line is, hey, are you awake?
Have yourselves a great evening. Lord willing, we're back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. We'll do it all over again. We're the Stan and Haney Show, 96 K-Rock. And we leave you this afternoon with this.
This is not headline news. A Mercedes set a record by selling for more than $142 million. Whoa. And yes, the dealer still tried to upsell undercoating protection. Kim Kardashian showed off her butt in a thong at the beach. Oh. Then she sat down and created a brand new lagoon. Pete Davidson said goodbye to SNL. He plans to move on to be awkward and painfully unfunny in other TV projects. A number of monkeypox cases are on the rise. Symptoms of monkeypox include bumpy rash, fever, and a sudden urge to hurl your feces. This is not headline news.
Thank you.
Yeah, Pete Davidson actually said the funniest thing that I've ever heard him say.
What's that?
Matter of fact, maybe the only thing. When he announced he was leaving Saturday Night Live, he goes, but I do have a new... project in the works, a show about my life. We'll have more information on that coming up, but what I can tell you now, it'll be an exclusive streaming on Peacock. That's right. The network famous for reruns of The Office. Don't mess with the cock. We'll see you on the cock.
You're looking older, according to a plastic surgeon?
No.
Not you.
I look 10 years younger.
10, 11 years younger. You're looking like a man in his mid-60s now.
But I'm not.
No. Well, last week you looked like a man in his 80s. That was living under a cardboard box.
How old did I look last week, Junior?
You looked ageless because you looked like a wizard, man. Those guys live forever.
See, he likes it when I got the long beard.
Yeah,
I loved it, man.
Yeah.
Now you just look like a old man baby.
See? An old man baby?
An old man baby, yeah.
Well, you can't be both, son.
Apparently, you're pulling it off.
Here's a plastic surgeon talking about the bad habits you have that make you age faster.
Sitting for more than 8 hours a day. Oh. A sedentary lifestyle not only puts you at higher risk for chronic diseases and a shorter lifespan, yeah, but the decreased blood flow to your skin can cause more skin issues. Oh. Eating processed meats like bacon, sausage, or hot dogs. These products contain a lot of sodium, which is really dehydrating for the skin. Saturated fats and sulfites can all lead to inflammation, which will weaken the body's collagen and cause wrinkles.
Boy, what a killjoy.
Yeah, I'm glad to see juniors growing up and using coats to hang clothes.
Yeah.
You know what I meant.
4 o'clock fluffer. Mark.
Stan.
Everyone.
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Well, we just told you about the hanger challenge.
Yeah, I gotta try that.
Well, maybe we'll do it tomorrow. Because I know you and I have wire hangers.
Oh, yeah, we got wire hangers. I'll bet you there's one in an office somewhere hanging there.
And we'll probably that'd probably be the thing that brings us down.
Yes!
Who took my hanger?
Yeah.
So we know about the hanger challenge, and with that in mind, we bring you today's list of the...
Top.
TikTok challenges of all time.
Top TikTok challenges of all time.
The binge drink with Johnny Depp challenge.
Oh my gosh.
What do I do?
The use a joy buzzer on your grandma with a pacemaker challenge.
I've fallen and I can't get up.
The look at your 401k without crying challenge.
Yeah. I can't look.
The tell your dad that Top Gun is just a dumb plane movie challenge. The drop out of med school to become a magician challenge.
That one tickled me.
The annoy Mike Tyson on a plane challenge.
Oh, yeah.
And finally, the top dumbest TikTok challenge of all time.
Yes.
The slide down a palm tree naked challenge.
30 years of blah, blah,
yeah,
blah, and
yeah,
where has that led us?
What? Oh, my God. That was the best thing ever. Yeah.
Elvis has left the building.
That's it, baby.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.